I have a short list of the kind of topics that we cover. They are, first of all, to cover two of the primary principles in being able to know how to heal any imbalance in the body, and that is how to ground and how to go into the neutral and to practice that throughout the 2 days and a half of the Parkinson's recovery experience. We talk about energy chakras and how you can touch into those and how they have a very different significance depending on what chakra you're actually dealing with. We'll help you figure out which chakras are balanced and which chakras might need a little extra attention. We're going to do a lot of work in our next Jumpstart to Wellness program on helping you to seek guidance. In other words, using your intuition to know what are the best choices that you can make for yourself now and in the future. We're going to make sure you know how to muscle test, and we've got all the therapies laid out, so you'll be able to muscle test each and every therapy that I have documented makes a difference in terms of helping people get recovered from the symptoms of Parkinson's, so that you'll have some idea of what might be the most important therapies to focus on and consider next. In other words, this is not the end all, it's what needs to happen next. It's all about jump-starting your recovery. We're going to practice clearing your lymph system, which is a daily practice that I do almost every day. We're going to talk about clearing your sinuses and your eustachian tubes. We're going to talk about how to repair your hara. Okay, that's a line of energy that creates balance and stability in your body. In other words, there's a way every day to be able to adjust that hara so that experts in Tai Chi and the martial arts will essentially are able to do what it is that they do because they are in that place of centeredness. So the reason they can do that is because of what we call the hara. We explain what that is briefly, but we also teach you how you can align and strengthen your own hara so that you can become a martial artist yourself. And if you have any mobility problems with Parkinson's, if you'll do that exercise, you'll find your balance, your stability will be markedly improved, especially if you do those exercises on a daily basis.